Are you looking for relief from stress, anxiety, or pain? If so, you may want to consider trying CBD. CBD is a natural compound found in the hemp plant that has been shown to have a variety of health benefits. CBD can help relax your mind and body, reduce inflammation, and improve sleep. It is also non-addictive and has no known side effects. If you're interested in trying CBD, check out our website at www.hypnotizeme.com. And remember, if you're not hypnotized, then you're not doing it right. That's hypnotizeme.com, www.hypnotizeme.com for our high-quality CBD products and drinks. Hypnotize Me, a sponsor of the Boss Fest podcast.
It seemed like everybody want to be a boss these days. Everybody want to be a boss till it's time to pay out, you feel me? Till it's time to pay that boss call. They ain't trying to have them tough conversations. They ain't trying to put in them extra hours, catching that windfall money, dealing with folks not being consistent. Don't get me started on the lack of sleep, but you know what they say.
Boss Life. BOSSFEST Boss Fest Podcast. Each and every Wednesday night, 7 p.m. Eastern Time, guaranteed to get you right. BOSSFEST, the Boss Fest Podcast. They might make you laugh, make you mad, make you cry. Either way it go, it's a vibe. Tune in, catch the topic, get the tea. Ain't no shallow waters over here, we get deep. You sensitive, easy to offend, you need to flee. But them tough conversations gonna be happening. Boss Fest Podcast, they hold it down. Wednesday, 7 Eastern, man, it's going down. Tell a friend, and y'all gather round. Get active in the comments, don't get lost in the crowd.
Hey, what's happening? It's your man, DJ Bush. I had to show love to Kevin and Edwina, Boss Fest Butler. Y'all know what time it is. The Boss Fest Podcast. But you already know what we live in.
Boss Life. BOSSFEST, the Boss Fest Podcast. Each and every Wednesday night, 7 p.m. Eastern Time, guaranteed to get you right.
What's up? What's up? Welcome back again to another edition of the Boss Fest Podcast. How y'all doing out there today? Listen, man, we got a good one here for y'all today. The topic gonna create energy. The guest gonna create energy. And I can't wait to dive into it. But before we do that, you know, I got to look and ask my queen, how she doing today? How you doing today, babe?
I am having a pretty good day. That's it. It's just been a good day. How you?
I'm having a good day also. So, listen, we both starting the podcast off with a good day. We don't need to bring no more extra energy. We going to jump right into the topic.
No, I'm so excited to talk about how you be clout chasing. So let's bring on the guest. I'm excited.
Never mind. I thought this was going to be a good show, but then it's going to be bad.
So, it's not going to be bad. I'm excited.
So without further ado, listen, man, we're going to bring this individual up to the stage, man. This is somebody that's been making waves in our community for quite some time. Presidential award winner, business owner, entrepreneur. Boss, listen, y'all know him as the great one.
I don't like how you are introducing him, but everybody else have to introduce themselves. Like, I feel some type of way about that.
I'm sorry. I'm going to stop introducing him and let him introduce his damn self. And here you go, sir. Just come to the stage.
I prefer your method. I like your method, Kevin. Continue on.
Listen, I was trying to give you the Shannon Sharp, but she want me to cut it off.
I'm just saying, we had some guests last week and you was like, ladies, come to the stage, introduce yourself.
I'm sorry, the one and only Taj Mahal. How you doing, boss?
I'm good, man. I'm blessed and highly favored, man. It's a blessing to be here as well. So
thank you for jumping on the Boss Fest podcast. We know we got a lot of things in the works, man, but we definitely had to get you on the podcast and just get a little bit more intimate and, you know, talk about some things. So
Fast. I'm ready. Let's go. Let's run it.
We're running. And Wina's already finna jump in my throat talking about how I'm clout chasing. I want to ask, how am I clout chasing?
I don't know. We'll talk about it. I mean, we'll talk about it. So you normally you throw the title up there on the screen, which the title of today's episode is Collaboration or Clout Chasing.
So I'm sorry. Title's up on the screen.
I feel good about title being there. So my first question, as we kind of get into that, is for you, Taj. Like, now that people kind of know who you are, and I kind of feel like personally you have like a presence. So you step in a room, if they don't know, they'd be like, well, who is that dude? Do you feel like a lot of people try to associate themselves with you as more of like a clout chasing as opposed to approaching you on a let's collaborate and do something type of move?
That's a good question. I'll say, so I've had a following, or I've had, popularity way before social media. So it's one of those things that I've kind of grown accustomed to over the years. My stature hasn't really changed. So what I will say is this, you have both. It's a good mixture of both. And it's up to me to be able to discern and decipher what is what and who is who. But I can't say it's leaning more to whichever direction. It's just more so when you pop in, certain things come with the territory, whether you want to be popping intentionally or not. You know what I'm saying? So just as much as you have the authentic and the organic support, you're also going to have the individuals that want to attach themselves to your motion in order for them to gain motion as well. And neither is bad. I just charge one.
Okay.
You need to dive into that.
Yeah, neither is bad, man. Neither is bad. You need all that kind of attention.
For me, man, I don't know. So I be trying to figure this whole thing out, collaboration of cloud chasing. For me, you know, we had the model last year, collaboration over competition. And like in my spirit, I definitely want to believe it. In my heart, I sometimes believe we display that more than the other stuff. But it's just a lot that goes around, especially the way social media work, especially the way popularity work in our communities and stuff like that. It's almost like you have to insert yourself in certain places. Even sometimes places you don't even really want to be at. And sometimes it just be feeling fake to me a lot of times. That's why I mean, like going out. I see you navigating spaces so well. Like, man, how you develop the confidence to just be able to move like that?
Man, to be honest with you, it's politics. It's politics as usual. You know what I'm saying? Jay-Z talked about it a long time ago. You got to find your niche. And you got to find your swagger and operating in these rooms. So I take it back. I used to own an independent record label. And even when I was an artist, I was a musician, one of the things I suffered from it is because I don't really like being around a lot of people at a extended period of time. So I think one of the things that kind of hindered me back in the music industry is because, like, there's conferences, there's showcases, all these different things. I would have kind of avoided or be standoffish because that's not my natural personality. The only thing that's changed over the years now through growth is understanding how to be in those environments but not become those environments. So now I tend to grow the confidence, no different than I always have. Is when you walk in a room, I kind of make the environment gravitate towards me as opposed to me having to shuck and jive to build resources and connections with individuals that I necessarily want to have a relationship with. So it's politics. I call it no different than presidential campaigns when they're kissing babies. It's a necessary evil that you have to do. Because you never know, even though you don't want to connect with that individual, you never know if that person is the conduit or the plug to the person that you need in your life and your business. So it's no more, it's just as essential as the business itself for you to establish that network and that rapport with everybody in your city, because that's the only way you're going to build up the marketing and build up the demand for your product. So it's just a necessary evil.
I love that he said shuck and jive. Just want to point that out.
He said he ain't out here shucking and jive.
I know what he said, but he still said shuck and jive.
You feel like people be out here shucking and jiving, bro?
I feel like people be shucking and jiving.
You feel like I be shucking and jiving?
I didn't say that. You.
I was asking.
You said you don't feel comfortable in certain spaces. He said you have to be political about it and kiss the baby. So you have to find your comfortable space and understand that this is the job that you have to do in that moment. Now, if you feel like Bojangles and you out there shucking and jiving, that's you. That's not what he said, though.
No, I tell you, I moved back to Florida in 2020, but I didn't come on the scene to Tampa in 2022. But I had a purpose in mind of what I wanted to do. So I attended all these different networking events. You got to walk in there, you got your name tag. You got to put in your name tag, what you do, introduce yourselves in the room. I'll be honest with you, that doesn't work for me. So I would literally have the most ambiguous title on my name tag. I'll be like, Taj, independent contractor. And then the people will come meet me and they'll be like, Taj, you're independent contractor, what do you do? And I'll say some silly shit like I contract contracts because I didn't want anybody in my business. So what I had to do is develop my own strategy. And what I realized is what works for me is I know when I walk in the room 9 times out of 10, I'm going to be smelling good, I'm going to be living good, I'm going to be dressing good, and I'm a big guy. My presence is going to speak for myself. So what I do is that is going to naturally make the moderator or the person who's throwing the event come introduce themselves to me. If I talk to that person, now all of a sudden the entire room opens up and I don't have to actually go physically introduce myself to everybody. So it's kind of just my little, my little fingerprint or my signature move, as opposed to somebody who may have the more outgoing personality, who has that that swagger where they can talk to anybody and everybody. But in that field, we have to recognize the difference between connections and attachments, and support versus surveillance. Those are the things that you got to be able to decipher, the difference between your connections and your attachments and your support versus your surveillance. And the reason being is because your connections that you make will give you power. It'll pour into you. Your attachments will literally drain you. So you have to get to the point where you have that third eye, you have that keen sense where you're able to kind of decipher which is which and be able to quickly put that person in the right category.
So that's basically like your connections are your clout chasers. So let's just say like the clout chasers, how do you
your connections are your collaborations, your attachments would be your clout.
Okay, chasers. I'm sorry, I said that wrong. So you're right. So your attachments, how do you decipher that clout chaser is in like actually that?
At first you got to define what clout chaser is. Is it somebody that's just trying to steal your emotion or steal your shine? Or is it somebody who's pretty much recognizing the value that you have and want to be associated and affiliated with that? So as we began to hustle and bustle like we all do, and our platform begins to rise, it's natural that people are going to want to be associated with that. That's not always a bad situation. So it's only bad if it's not reciprocal. If you're take, 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 and you're trying to take, but you're not trying to pour back in, that's the only time it's a bad situation. I'll put you in a different lane. But that's, like I said, that's to me, that's the natural order of things, that you're going to naturally have both. It's just a matter of if we're doing a reciprocal effect. In other words, if our platforms are allowing us to see the value and it's a value exchange between the two, then we're going to have different policy language and we're going to have a different contract. If it's somebody that I know for sure that you're just going to benefit from my platform as opposed to me getting something back, then there's a contract that's going to come over with a certain price tag or certain things that I require for me to do business with you, if that makes sense.
No, that makes 100% sense. I very clearly understand that. I guess for me, it's how do you decipher, I guess.
Energy. Energy cannot, and energy never lies. You know what you feel when you're around that individual. You know, it's no different than your personal life. You know exactly what you feel, you know. So you know when it's authentic and it's organic based off of the interactions with each other. Like I tell everybody all the time, like let's say that you're trying to collaborate with somebody who may have a bigger platform than you. To me, the smart thing would be to do is to go and support them first, show up to their events first. You know what I'm saying? So a lot of times people are not willing to do those typical things and put in the necessary work. And then, so if you're coming, you're asking for a handout, or you're coming like as if you assume I'm supposed to support you, assume I'm supposed to align with you prior to you doing the necessary work for us to connect, then I'm already going to assume that you're a clout chaser. You know, so that's basically what it is. Your energy is your discernment. It's your keenness and your senses.
So Kevin, I want to ask you, because you kind of put yourself out there and you said like in certain spaces, you don't feel comfortable. So you don't want to be, you know, like Bojangles. You want to like actually have a comfort. So have you been in a room before, kind of like what Taj is saying, where you felt an energy where I feel like this could be a collaboration over like somebody who's just clout chasing? Have you been able to decipher based on energies?
In certain rooms, yes. I'm still developing my intuition on certain things and being able to read and pick up on people's energies. I've always kind of approached things from a place of doubt, but a place of caution. And for me, I always look to see what is somebody trying to take from me or use from me. So I've always kind of put like an unrealistic barrier between probably some great connections. I probably missed out on a lot of things because I talked myself out of the conversation before the conversation even got started. So it'll be places I'll go into and I'll be like, man, I'm finna go interact with this person. I see the energy. I can see we doing something, and I'll be like, nah, you know what? I ain't gonna go over and do it. And I'll give an example. Taj had invited me to an event in Tampa. And, you know, he's like, man, you need to be in the room, interact with the people. It's gonna be some movers and shakers in here. I said, no doubt, let me get my butt in the room. So that whole day I was convincing myself not to even go, even after I paid the price of admission to be in the room. But I was like, before I even got there, like, man, I don't feel comfortable. Man, I ain't got that. I just don't feel good about just going in places like this. It ain't my scene. I only gonna maybe know one person. So if I'm just standing off in the corner feeling standoffish, I don't want to do that. I'm like, all right. But after I finally fought through all that stuff, drove my butt to Tampa, got in the room, like, all right, let me just see how this works. And for a minute there, I was like, man, I'm just gonna sit in the back like I typically do in the corner, make myself look small, because I know I'm a big dude, I have a big presence, but it doesn't shine like how some other people do. And I seen Taj. I said, okay. I said, I seen him over there in the corner. I seen him before he seen me, because he does create that presence, that energy. And I seen him moving and shaking and grooving. I was like, man, damn. Okay. So that's how you do it. Like, it made people, like, people were watching him move through just having random conversations. He wasn't doing nothing different, nothing extra. And I was just like, man, you know what? I got to develop that type of energy. I got to develop that type of motion around me. And I tried it for like 4 seconds and it was working. Then I talked myself out of it. I said, God dang, I got to really work on that. So I guess my question to you, how long did it take you to develop the confidence to know when I walk into this room, man, it don't matter if who's in here, millionaire, billionaire, or whatever. I know I'm on the same level as everybody because I got something to offer to potentially everybody in this room that they may not know about.
Man, you just hit on something real. It's actually one of the things I spoke on whenever I won the presidential award in January. So let me back up. First off, if we're not careful, we'll allow our fears and our traumatic experiences to guide our discernment. And then it's flawed discernment, because you're allowing your fear based off your previous interactions or your previous dealings with other people and the times you've been burnt or whatever the case may be, to pretty much govern how you discern if this person is going to be authentic or not. We got to be cognitive of that and shake that. And that only comes through training. That only comes through habits and discipline and just working your way of thinking of that and thinking positively. The thing that I actually spoke on at the presidential award was the imposter syndrome. And imposter syndrome is pretty much like, despite your academia, your accomplishments, despite what you've been through, you still doubt that you deserve to be in this particular position. You have to overcome that, realize that you are made. That's why everybody always say, they hear my mantra, which is I am. I do a whole lot of affirmations pouring into myself saying I am and who I am and what I desire and the desired outcome I want to have every time I enter in a room. You get what I'm saying? So that's the first thing I would do, is just start off by speaking into yourself, speaking into your spirit, man, of not only who you are now, but who you desire to be, where you desire to go. There's three laws of manifestation. And I say this because everybody know I talk spirituality and they don't realize the direct connection between spirituality and business. But you have the law of action, you have the law of attraction, and you have the law of assumption. Now, everybody knows what the law of attraction is. It's like attracts like. It means everything I put out, I will get back. You have the law of action. In other words, if you want to manifest the shit, you got to do something to manifest it. But the one that everybody always sleep on and they actually use it wrong, they always say the law of attraction, but it's actually the law of assumption, is I have to assume or call those things that be not as though they were, or speaking into existence. So I posture myself for the position I want. You know what I'm saying? So I literally position myself mentally before I even come and interact with those individuals that I want to connect with. I do the necessary research of those individuals. I put it in my psyche so that I know how that interaction is going to go whenever I finally meet them. And that's the only preparation I had to use for myself, because other than that, I won't be prepared for that moment. And then the last thing I would say is just understanding your true value. If you understand your true value and your own genius that you bring to this world, you understand that you're always going to be the most valuable in the room in that particular area. So for me, I can stand in the room with multimillionaires and billionaires, even if my liquid cash or my assets don't accumulate to that amount, simply because I know I'm resourceful. I'm your plug. You need me. I bridge the gap between you and whoever else you need. You get what I'm saying? So that way I can still sit at the table with you and have the conversations, because I know if you attach my brand to whatever it is you got going on, then I know for sure you're going to see an influx in traffic, an influx in results to whatever brand you have going on. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm that tweener between, when I say streets, I don't mean hood shit, but I mean tweener between regular folks and then the business folks. A lot of times the high class folks have a disconnect between the individuals that really want to buy that product. I'm the guy that merges that for you. So that, for me, that's my own genius. That's my own God-given ability. I always tell people to just find your own God-given ability and emphasize and highlight that thing, and that'll pretty much open those doors for you.
That was game right there. So listen, I know you can always deliver the gospel. That was game right there, and that was for me, so I definitely got to take that.
Yeah. In layman terms, I said all that to say this. Do you. And you're more than enough in your capacity as you. Nothing more, nothing less.
Shoot. Shout outs to that. Hey. So listen. So we know you in different spaces, making moves, shaking. And you recently became a part owner of a restaurant, one of the little jazziest spots I done seen in Tampa, one of the nice little fly spots where I'm seeing the streets meet the politicians. So we came in there one night and it's the mayor in the corner chilling, enjoying the vibe, and we got business owners vibing and stuff like that. And regular people just chilling, like, man. How was that process for you even putting yourself into that space? I know you were doing construction and things of that nature. You said you used to be an artist. Like, how did your progression just go from those steps to say, man, I gotta go. I wanna step into this space here and have the confidence to make that move.
Well, yeah, just correction. So I did construction about 20 years ago on Florida State Stadium. That probably was 2003, but I ain't did construction since then. So I never worked in construction per se, but What it was when I came on the scene, my homie that used to be one of the owners of Club Lit, she poured into me. She was like, Taj, you need to come on the scene. As I told you guys, I didn't come on the Tampa scene till May of 2022. And that was literally by her encouragement, saying, hey, you need to speak out. People need to hear your story. And so what happened in that time, I began, like I said, brushing shoulders with the right people and just understanding, like, damn, you good at this. There's a void. There's a formula to this solution, to this problem that people may have or whatever. So actually, the first time it was pitched to me, the former owner of Rose Bar, which was the restaurant before the one we bought out, pitched it to me to become an owner of that one. It was just out of the blue. At that time, my social media was known as the Brunch God, because I was trying to hide and be inconspicuous, so I would never really post who I was. I would just post when I'm eating on the road, I'm traveling out the country, the city, state to state. So he saw the value, because of the same thing you guys said, when I walk in a room, his exact words was, when you walk in a room, you make the room appear smaller. So I guess what he tried to do was, because of that presence, he wanted to find a way for him to attach it to it. So he offered me a buy-in to the business. Fast forward, for whatever reason, that didn't fall through. the contracts were not advantageous for both sides and it didn't fall through. So when I came back from Turkey of this year, I found out that it had been, there was a new acquisition of the business and we were trying to start it up from the scratch. And then at that time, they pitched it to me again. This is the new owner. And I was like, shoot, well, how much? And that's where the conversation kind of started. And even in that conversation, they said, hey, there's some bad, for lack of a better word, I guess it was bad publicity with the last business. Your reputation, your name precedes you. We wouldn't mind doing business with you. So to be honest with you, even though I put a capital contribution and gave liquid, like literally here's the check, my biggest asset for the merger was the simple fact of my reputation out here. And so that's what they kind of bought into that, which I tell people all the time is way more valuable than anything you could bring to the table, how your name, how, you know, what your name means in the street. So that's when I bought into it, man. And to be honest with you, I bought into it because I thought it was going to be a good investment financially. But at the same token, to answer your question earlier, Kevin, I knew that now my network, my living room was going to provide a networking opportunity. So instead of me having to go out and see or seek people to deal with on a networking tip, you naturally migrate to my own home, which is my restaurant. You get what I'm saying? So now I don't even have to try hard. If I want to meet with a mayor, if I want to meet with a nonprofit, if I want to meet with whoever, it's kind of a stunt for you to say, come pull up to my spot and let's have a conversation. And then when you pull up to the spot and you realize it's not your typical soul food joint, but it's actually kind of classy. It's actually got a little elevated feel to it. It's progressive. Now, for sure, you're like, oh, this guy's about his business. So that was a no-brainer for me to kind of buy into it and sign on at that particular time. And it's been a beautiful situation ever since so far. So
tell us about some of the collaboration opportunities that have come along with that venture.
With that venture, well, a lot of them came before then. Right now, we're in the building, but I will say the CEO experience, which we had a relationship with him beforehand. That's the event that I invited Kevin to. He's Andrew Ware. He's Mr. Tampa. That's what they call him. We also just signed a dotted line with Victor Young. I'm not sure if he's a billionaire yet, but he's damn near close. He is the owner of a Lamborghini dealership. He's the owner of a BMW dealership. He's also the owner of a spirit line, which is called Dynamis. And we now hold his spirit line within our actual restaurant itself. So that's a good placement in regards to that. I was also able to seal the deal with the Home Shopping Network. So when we had our last Chic and Suave event, which is kind of like a speakeasy for business professionals, the Home Shopping Network had representatives that came in and kind of supported and everything else, as well as Diane King from the TV station as well. So those are some of the things that we've been able to have alliances on just based off of the merger alone.
That's pretty awesome. You was doing some name dropping right then.
Yeah. Just those are little, you know, some things that we've actually been able to work out, you know. So a lot of those too, not just coming from the restaurant alone, but as you guys know, my heart is with our nonprofit, which is rehabilitation of the heart. So that's my actual heart. So we do a lot of prison outreach, but with that particular platform, we're able to go in and meet a whole lot of dignitaries from the government level, state level, even federal level because of that. So that pretty much opens up opportunities as well.
So when we talk about collaboration or clout chasing, I'm going to lean more on the collaboration piece. When you're looking to collaborate with someone else, let's say, like you said, Andrew Ware from CEO Experience, you build a connection with him. How do you start those type of collaborations? Like, how do you introduce the fact that you want to collaborate with another business owner?
How do I know which business owner I want to collaborate with, or how do I start the conversation?
How do you start a conversation? Like, how do you approach that you want to do that collaboration?
I create motion that catches their attention, to be honest with you, because the conversation is much different if you've heard my name from somebody else as opposed to I do a cold, like that's a cold. Okay. Can you hear me?
You kind of froze. So run
yeah,
it back.
Yeah, we got you. Go ahead. Keep going. We got you. Got your back.
I want him to come back up. Mm-hmm. Can you start all over? Because I missed
okay, okay. Well, my method is I create motion that catches their attention. So if I know you're in this particular lane, you better believe I'm gonna drop little jewels to other people, you know, that it gets in your ear that this guy is doing such and such over here. I find that that works better for me prior to me actually approaching you. That way it's just not a cold, you know, interaction where you're like, oh, okay, because, you know, you understand most of these guys are trained to just shake your hand, smile, and go through the motions. You exchange the number or you exchange the business cards, and then you never hear from them again. If you do hear from them, you got to go through their people to go through their people to go through their people to get to them. So what I do is I realize bosses respect bosses. So if you realize I got my own motion, you'll be quicker to align with me because you understand that there's going to be an exchangeable value between the two of us. So that's what I do, man. I'll do something creative or cerebral that it allows you to hear my name in a different room. And then I'll come after I know you've already heard my name.
It sounds strategic, but let's put it in a different light, like how, let's say, the ordinary non-Taj business owner can make that play. So let me just use you, Kevin, as an example. So let's say we're doing Boss Fest and there's someone that you, I guess, maybe want to be on the stage with, if I'm setting this up correctly. And based on what Taj is saying, you got to create some motion. So what type of motion would you create so that that person sees who you are before you approach them with what you want?
For me, that's where I'm still trying to develop that sense. So entrepreneurship in this space is new to me. So corporate America space, boss and things of that nature, I've been doing that for so long, that becomes natural. So the type of energy that Taj is talking about in this entrepreneur in that space, I felt like I've done it in entrepreneur space. And I don't mean to cut you off,
but I do want to say this before you go on to like answer my question. You say a lot like you're a boss and you're 9 to 5, and the entrepreneur space is different. The reason why I feel like I thrive in the entrepreneur space is because I don't feel like they're different.
Bingo.
And my 9 to 5 business and the boss that I am at that 9 to 5 has set me up to be the boss that I am, an entrepreneur. So if I go from a business meeting and I'm a boss, I'm the same boss in my business, and it gives me the outward motion, like the courage to be able to talk to those people. Because if I can talk to those CEOs, the DMs, the people running businesses, speak at a business meeting, I can definitely talk in a conference or a networking event to those people. The only difference is I may be selling someone else's product or, you know, launching their product on that 9 to 5. But in this entrepreneur space, I got to launch my own thing. So it's only a confidence level. Am I confident in my own thing opposed to selling this other person's brand or opposed to? But if you're a boss at your 9 to 5, which I know you are, and you speak and you travel and you set people up for business, then there's no reason why you couldn't be a boss in your own space, because they look up to you there. It's just the confidence within you, because they'll look up to you in your own brand too. But you continue. I just wanted to throw that
out. You better talk that talk. Now, real talk. She just hit on the head, because what people don't understand, the hip bone connects to the thigh bone. So everything you did before you got to this space was done for a divine purpose and reason. So there's certain skill sets that you've learned that you're trying to have a line of demarcation and separate it from whatever you're trying to do, but it's all inclusive. So whether it's my personal life, whether it's street life, whether it's struggle life, whether it's trauma life, whether it's professional life, everything I've learned, certain tools and skill sets, and all you got to do is home on it, because literally those things develop you into being Kevin Butler, and nobody else can walk in the room as Kevin Butler. So it's like, I know for me, though, businesses hire me for being or kind of get associated with me for being a face. That may not be your skill, and it may become your skill. Like, I got guys that I align with that I know for sure multi-millionaire companies hit him up all the time, but he's a business strategist, something I'll never be able to do. He literally comes in and his genius is cleaning up your $1 million business. So they got to pay him a lot of money for it. So he's finding his niche. You know what I'm saying? So she's 100% right in regards to that, man. If you're a boss, if you're strategic already, then just use those skills. But to answer your question before as well, before it's entrepreneurship, Edwina, you can pretty much, what I always encourage people to do is pop up on people's scene. and frequently. So if it's an individual you want to be aligned with, show your face multiple times, especially if they're on a higher level, quote unquote, platform than you are. Show up, show the support. Those, that support would eventually open their, it would pretty much disengage them, I guess you can say, because people hate when you come in there and say, hey, can I pick your brain? Especially on the first encounter. So if you come into the more, if they have an event, if they got a podcast, if they got a social event, a business event, pop up. I think a lot of times people may look at the certain praise I may get or get not get or whatever, and don't realize how much I'm shooting in the gym behind the scenes. I pull up and support every single homie, almost every single time. You get what I'm saying? So a lot of times when somebody hears somebody mention my name in a good light, it's because they don't realize the work I've already put in behind the scenes. So that's all you really got to do, man, to align with a lot of these individuals is pull up, show support. Social media is the biggest tool. I'll tag your business quickly to catch your attention. I'm gonna be clear. One other thing I used to do, I used to record an event, even though it wasn't my event, I'll record your scenes, make a quick little reel that I've edited myself. I got myself in a video and I'll recap your event in my video. So in their eyes,
I said people love that.
They love it because now you're showing love to their event. They got to repost your video, which is essentially cross promo between the two brands. And at the same time, now, if they didn't know your page before, they're going to go scan your page to see who you are. And you already got motion on your page already. Now you've caught their attention because you've organically supported them. You've organically shown love. And now they're like, well, who is Taj? Who is Edwina? Who is Kevin? And I'm looking on the page. You know what I'm saying? And now I'm like, well, damn, look how everybody interacted in the comments. He must be somebody. You know what I'm saying? So it's not really one way of doing it. It's not rocket science. It's really just kind of, I just say, just be genuine. Just genuinely show support to people. And I really feel like those doors will open up regardless. That's just me.
Oh man, I'm gonna quit saying so. That was, I think that was the trigger, though, man. So, and then when thank you for, you know, I know you've been saying it, and it's taking me a while to catch on.
She just spoke big life into you. I just want to let you know that, man.
Listen, she did, and you know, sometimes when it's sitting so close to you, you don't recognize the greatness. So I definitely got to give her the thanks and for speaking that life into me and that purpose. But I do have to figure out how do I correlate those two. She's correct. They'll send me all over America to go do this, help this person. I walk into a scene and they already know, oh man, that's Kevin. Oh man, we know we finna be okay. And I got to find a way to translate that into when I walk into scenes around here. They say, oh, that's Kevin from Boss Fest. Oh man, okay, I know that's somebody I want to talk to. So I got to just, I got to
find that. And it's just you, so that.
It is just me.
Because people will see you, and I'm sure there's probably people who say when you walk into a room, dang, that's Boss Fest right there. But to you, you don't feel big, so you don't think that. But think,
and I don't know how, because that's a big joker.
It's a good big, though,
Yeah, like it's very few people I stand there and say, like, oh, okay, bro. You know what I'm saying? That's a big joker, but... But no, first of all, I think before you even realize Boss Fest, you got to realize you're the brand. You're the brand. Wiener's the brand. Kevin Butler, your own name in itself is the brand, which means no matter what brand you associate with being Kevin Butler, that brand should thrive off the fact you're just simply Kevin Butler. You know what I'm saying? So I think when they come to the professional world, you've gotten comfortable in that world because you've had so much repetition that you've done it. It's like the back of your hand. You know what to do.
Right.
In this world, just shoot, just be out there on the scene as many times as you need to. You grow comfort in those particular lanes because you're not going to. Now you're pretty much making money and expanding your own personal goals as opposed to exposed, you know, elevating somebody else's brand.
So expect to see Kevin Butler on most scenes developing his confidence, his brand, because I definitely know I got a lot to bring to the table. And once I get going, that value shows, it'd be like trying to figure out that kickstart. Like, how do I get, because I don't ever want to feel like
clout chasing.
There it is. There you go. I don't ever want to feel like I'm clout chasing. I don't ever want to feel like I'm coming to somebody and I'm just trying to introduce myself in a way and people like, what you in here for? And I'm like, man, because you're right. When you start talking to those people that's in a bigger space, have a bigger platform, you know, they've already gotten used to a whole bunch of people coming at them trying to pick their brains. I already know I ain't trying to pick your brain. I'm just trying to introduce myself.
Yeah.
Because they don't know me yet, and I haven't had the opportunity to experience how they move yet. It almost feels like a pick your brain or a clout chasing moment in my mind. So I'm like, man, I don't ever want to give that energy. And when doing that, I give no energy.
Yeah, and honestly, the only way it can be clout chasing if it's disingenuous, if it's not authentic. So if you know your heart is pure, it'll never be clout chasing. You get what I'm saying? And I'm never going to kiss nobody's ass in no room. I think y'all can kind of get that energy from me. So I don't give a damn if I'm talking to my GOAT, which is Jay-Z. You're going to talk to me regular like I'm going to talk to you. You know what I'm saying? It just is what it is. But even when I go in certain rooms, I will say, like, the introduction has to be organic for me. So if I see the guy standing on the stage, man, I don't feel it in my spirit, this the right time. I won't always jump for that opportunity. I may let you come see me on that second time and that third time. And after a while, at this point, now the relativity is there. You know what I'm saying? And also, if I'm in the room the first and second time, I may not hit the prize and go for the biggest guy in the room. But you may see his assistant there. You may see his partner there. You built a relationship with these individuals. Now two or three of the people that are in his close-knit circle know you. So by the time you come, it's like, oh, yeah, I've heard about you, Taj, you know, Blase Squad. So it's not always about shooting for the home run the very first time. I'm not going to lie to you. It is strategic. It is meticulous. And that's the part that a lot of people don't like. And the bottom line of this is just as valuable as the packaging that we wrap up or the product that we put together. It is like this network stuff. We cannot. If you're trying to do it and you're trying to on a public platform, you cannot get around it. You have to be in the streets. There's no other way around it.
Yeah, I think Brandon told you that last episode. He said he in the streets. Brandon shot me, said every weekend they in the streets doing something because you have to stay relevant. So for somebody to say your name, they had to have said, man, Brandon just did this. Oh my guy, Brandon was just telling me about this. So Taj is saying basically the same thing. You got to be out there so that way you stay relevant and you can build those connections.
Yeah, even with the restaurant, I can't even cook, bro. I'm just going to be honest with you. So the idea of me owning a restaurant, you know, is still another subject. But I had already built a relationship with some of the dynamic restaurant owners in the city. From Coasis to Seven and Grow with a Madam Fortune to Lepley's to Lit Lounge, because I would just pull up and just show support. And I'm not gonna lie to you, I do have a personality where I don't like middlemen. So I like to deal directly to the person in charge because I don't want to hear out of gatekeeping. So like I'll go over there, I'll go in there. Let's say you go to the restaurant, I'll send a shot over to the owners. I send a few shots over to the owners. I know it's free for them, but it's the gesture of like, hey, let's make a formal introduction. Now, I'll be honest with you, I got that from my beige homies. I'll tell you that. So when I got it, huh?
I said, okay. Send a shot to the owner. You know that's the owner. He got it all free. But I'm gonna send you a shot anyway, just a little hey.
I'll be clear, when I got into the independent contract world, I was being trained in Mobile, Alabama, and some of the country redneck people. So they were actually ones training me, real rednecks. But one thing I noticed, because I'm a student first, I'm a sponge. I literally observe everything and I pick up on everything. So I watch when they go out to dinner, they're like, hey, I got the tab today. And they'll take care of the whole table. Or hey, they'll do a round of shots. And for me, when my community, where I'm coming from, that's not something I would have done. You know what I'm saying? So, but I realized little gestures like that now allows you to bridge the gap from people that may have been standoffish. Because the second you send that shot, I'll say 75% of the time they're saying, well, let me send a round of shots back. And now it's almost like a innocent competition between two bosses, and now two people are respect. It's a pissing contest, don't get it twisted. But now it's almost like it's a respect thing between the two. And so like, I'll say that coming into Avenue Blue, which is my restaurant, before I came alone, a lot of the restaurant owners in the city weren't frequenting that particular spot because it may have been looked at as some sort of a competition. But ever since then, we've had Man of Fortune, Seven of Grove come in, Coasis come in, Lepley's come in, Lit come in, and that's off the strength of the relationships I built with them. You know what I'm saying? But I disengage them. I'm genuine with them. They have a birthday party. I show up. They just had the 5-year anniversary for Seven of Grove last week. I show up. Unless there's a real family emergency, I don't allow any excuse to get between those things, even if I show my face for 30 minutes or an hour. Because most people, no matter how big they are, still desire support. You get what I'm saying? And to believe you me, they're trying to decipher who's fake and who's not as well. So when they got genuine support, they really cherish and relish those people being around them. You know, so that's pretty much, that's what I do. I just show up for people, man.
I was definitely going to ask that question. Like, being in that space, like, and you was talking about those spaces, those other minority restaurant owners, Black business owners and things of that nature. I was going to ask you, man, how is that dynamic? But you just answered it. Hey, man, they were standoffish at first.
They were never standoffish with me. They were standoffish on the previous business, and they were standoffish before the alignment. So I had a relationship before I came along with them. And so it was just like, hey, I'm buying into this company. What's up? And immediately, like, mail from Coasis, which is my homie. Hey, man, if you want me to help you with the CRMs and the algorithm to trick the system on marketing so you can get people in, she's literally calling me about that. She said, hey, man, I'm a chef by trade. So if you need some, information in regards to kind of change your recipe, she offered that. Jamar, which is Dr. J, or Kalia, they offer a lot of help, and they come from Seven and Grove and Madam Fortune. So literally, I never ran into any issues with them. Part of the reason, too, is I'm not from Tampa. So I don't deal with the politics that a lot of other businesses in Tampa would have to deal with because I'm not from Tampa. So, I'm not trying to step on your toes. I'm just trying to ride my own little wave, you know. So they show a lot of love and support, man.
That's what's up. I'm glad you clarified that. I don't want to miss speaker putting that out there. So definitely.
Yeah, they show a lot of love and support for sure. Between them, even Queen B from the radio station. These are all individuals that just show unadulterated, unsolicited support. And they just pull up anytime they can when they're just free, just to come, vibe out.
So basically, you got to get out of the house.
You got to. And that's the part about entrepreneurship that I don't think people speak on enough, because there's not enough time in the day to wear all the hats we really have to wear. And that's what's crazy. You know what I'm saying? And then balancing the home front and trying to have some sort of normalcy, that's a different conversation for another day. But yeah, you got to get out of the house.
Tenfold, first step, get out the house. Second step, create a present. Third step, home identity. Got it.
Oh, shoot. You're taking your mental notes. Get out the house,
My boy wrote it on the tables of his heart.
It's there. And that's why we got to record it so I can go back and revisit it too. So that's why I have to throw it out there, because I have to get it 10 minutes later. Like, but when I go and review the podcast, I'm like, yep, I did say that. Let me go ahead and figure out what events I'm going to this weekend, next weekend, and just start making those things happening.
Yeah, this comment says probably one of the most difficult things to do.
And the other thing, just when it comes to collaboration, man, just standing on your word, man, is one of the four agreements. Just pretty much you being impeccable with your word is also a 48 law of power. You know what I'm saying? Guarding your reputation with all costs. Like, I don't do shady business on no sense of word. If a person say they don't like me, it's a personality thing. Okay, I get that. But you can't say that I crossed you. You can't say I cut corners. You can't say I cheated you. You can't say I did anything that's unethical towards our relationship with you. Am I abrasive and can be a little, that's cool. That's a personality thing. You know what I'm saying? But I'm very, very meticulous and very particular about what I do in business. I stand on integrity and character, and I won't let nobody, I'll never let opportunity supersede my loyalty with any alignment I have.
Yeah, you got some people agreeing with you in the comments. I hear your word is your bond. That's fact. Being solid is essential. So I could agree with that. Like, for me, that's like the biggest thing for somebody to let me down. Like, that really does something to me. So, like, being solid and standing on your word, I think, is a huge thing.
It makes the job easier for you. If you got a brand that people can trust, they're willing to do business with you even if they don't like you. And for me, business-wise, I really don't care if you like me. We don't actually have to be friends. Most business arrangements I have, my contracts are so well endowed, I guess you can say, that it really doesn't matter if we're friends or not, because all we got to do is pretty much align with what's on this paperwork. You know what I'm saying? So I don't care about the, I have enough homies, you know what I'm saying? All I care about is the progressiveness of where we're trying to go. And if we're on the same frequency, let's do it.
Yeah. I mean, I said something similar, like, let's handle this business first. If a friendship comes out of it, then that's what it does.
Bingo.
Let's do this business.
Bingo. Exactly. Exactly. I think a lot of people, they'll end bad business situations simply because of how they feel towards a person that day or that week. And all that stuff is temporary. You know what I'm saying? So I don't, man, listen, be honest with you. You see when I'm in a room half the time, unless it's somebody I've known for years, I'm ducking in and out. Like, I'm talking to you. I'm giving you the love and affection in front of you, but I'm not really, you know, attached to too many people that long. And most of the time when I come, I'm by myself, or I may have one or two homeboys with me at the most, you know what I'm saying? But that's my piece, you know, but that way I can keep myself out of a lot of the for lack of a better word, Polk County talk, you know? So I kind of keep it pushing, you know?
See, that's a good phrase, that Polk County talk. So I've recently experienced some of that Polk County talk, and that's been some of the challenges with myself.
What, let's go back just a step. What Polk County talk have you recently experienced?
What Polk County talk have I recently experienced?
Yeah, that's, you just question. Repeated what I just said. Yes.
I know.
The look on his face.
I was just putting it out there and paraphrasing and trying to keep moving.
Yeah, the look on his face. Like,
I wasn't trying to hit it like that.
I mean, I just want to know the Polk County talk. Like, tell us in, you know, podcast land, what Polk County talk did you experience?
So recently, the Polk County talk that I've experienced is some people came to me. They was asking me about Boss Fest, right? And they was like, hey, man, I heard Boss Fest is doing big things and there's some stuff going on, but I don't be feeling all the people that y'all be trying to put on the stage. I'm like, okay, what they got to do with anything? Well, I feel like some of these people don't represent what I think business is. And if you putting them on the stage, that means it's kind of a reflection of you.
Like, you making up this Polk County business, this Polk County talk.
Oh man, whatever. I'm gonna go to a whole nother topic. Go ahead.
No.
Do your thing.
Oh man, I ain't doing nothing. We'll say that for another episode.
Okay, so let's just say somebody came with a Polk County talk and they said, "I don't like who you put up on your stage because they are not a reflection of business." What was your response?
I don't, it depends on the person. I might agree with them, because.
What are you talking about? You said this was a conversation that somebody had with you. What did you directly respond to them?
I tried to see how I'm avoiding you. I tried to avoid that and skip over that. Like, all right, I understand. Listen, man, we don't agree with everybody. But hey, these are people who doing business this way or that way. Depending upon the reaction that we had during that process, I will say,
if there's about to turn this into a whole nother.
She finna put it on me. It's about
a whole
you,
nother topic.
And she finna put it on me.
Because what are we talking about? Taj said Polk County talk, and you are literally dancing around.
I'm dancing it, and you won't let me go. Let me go sit back down.
You're shucking and jiving right now. I do not
want to be on the dance floor right now. Let
you
me go sit down.
You put yourself out there.
You weren't supposed to hold my hand. I came out there, did a quick step, and I tried to go sit back down. You like, no, come on.
You never said nothing.
You cleared the floor. Like, no, come on, show us your moves. I'm like, that's all I had. Like, well, do something else. I'm like,
because you got to stand on business about Boss Fest. I don't understand that. Like, how you would let somebody approach you and say, I don't like who you have on the stage because I don't like the business they do. Boss Fest brings you different speakers for different topics depending on what year we're in. So last year we covered four different topics depending for different business owners. This year we're covering like an array of people who basically deal in social media. Nonetheless, when they talk about Boss Fest, you stand on business, because if the business owners aren't who you like, what business are you doing? are you putting yourself out there to be on a Boss Fest stage? Because we go after the biggest and the best. Like, for us to have a Brandon Shotney, a Taj Mahal, a David Shams even interested in Boss Fest, what are you doing to say what we bring to the stage is not relevant in this county? Tell me somebody who's doing something better over here, period. And how dare somebody talk some Polk County talk to you about what Boss Fest is doing?
Listen.
I'm just saying.
I love the duality of y'all energies that I'm seeing. Like, it's a beautiful thing. But nah, see, this is the thing, and it's not just a Polk County thing. We're from Polk, so I'm gonna call it Polk County talk. You know what I'm saying? But it's jealousy and envy. A lot of people want that particular spot, and rather than waiting for their time to shine, they feel like they can undercut somebody else. But what God has for you is for you, man. And I tell everybody to be patient. But Kev, what I always say is remain neutral. I tell them, go tell the person that you're talking about exactly what you're telling me. That's all you got to do. I can't do nothing with the information that you're telling me. Just go tell that person. You know what I'm saying? And get out my face with the foolery, man, because energy can be created and destroyed, but it can be transferred. So don't allow them to transfer that bad energy and that bad juju into your life, man. Straight up, just ignore it.
Listen to what Taj telling you, because
I'm gonna be honest with you, and that's one of the reasons why in the past I have had I won't say fallouts, because I don't really have fallouts, but I'm a more aggressive person, Kevin, is what I would say. So when you come to me with that fool, I'm like, get the fuck out my face. I don't know if I can cuss, but I'm gonna tell you straight up, get out my face. You know what I'm saying? Because for me, I don't have time for it. What are you warning me for? You know what I'm saying? I've had people literally send me inboxes on individuals I posted pictures with talking about, you don't really know that person. Okay, well, when the spirit reveals it to me, I will. I'm protected enough to know that you ain't gonna, he, the person that you're talking about, or you ain't gonna be able to touch me in any capacity that's not already ordained in my life anyway. So I'm gonna work with my own discernment. I trust my discernment. First of all, I don't trust people anyway. But I trust my discernment to be able to handle it from a business relationship and keep the relationship at bay until we develop that rapport that allows us to be more intimate. You know what I'm saying? So I don't need the warnings, because that warning, the God in me already pretty much warns me from everything I need to be, you know, look out for anyway. But yeah, man, shut that stuff down, man, because if not, they only going to continue to feed that negative spirit, and they're going to come back to you every single time about some negative stuff. So I don't feed it. I cut you off, period, cutting me by the food. I'm going to be honest with you. I cut you off. Yeah, I cut you off.
Cutting it off.
It probably was a clout chaser anyways.
It probably was.
That's the definition of a clout chaser. We finally got it. That's the fair definition of a clout chaser, man, because you can't make me change my mind on nobody that's affiliated with me. The only thing that could change my mind on how I view that person is my interaction with that person. Period. Point blank. You know what I'm saying? So it's nothing you can say. I have to see it with my own eyes. I am not a believer till I see it.
That's me 100%. I gotta see it.
Hey, I'm gonna step out of this conversation. I done got whooped about 3 times this show. I'm gonna let y'all have the rest of this.
God, you ain't please. Get whooped. Like, I feel like there was some education in there, some schooling, and you put yourself in a Polk County talk.
I did, and I tried to dance around it, so you bust me across my neck with it. Taj eased it, and they said, hey, man, running from this angle. He was like, no.
I'll be transparent. There was another podcast in Polk County that I appeared on. And when I appeared, somebody randomly inboxed the individual that has the podcast throwing shade at me. And the person who has the podcast went to try to defend me. And I'm going to tell you, like I tell everybody else, you ain't got to say shit about me. You know what I'm saying? Don't even waste your breath doing it. You know what I'm saying? Don't waste your energy or your time trying to defend me. There's a reason they whispered it to you. You know what I'm saying? So, like, if they really feel like they have something they got to get off their chest, we're open people. We're not living on demon time. I can actually talk through it and try to build some sort of a relationship if it's repairable or salvageable. But, you know, if you're throwing shade subliminally, there's a reason you're doing it. So I tell everybody all the time, don't defend anything about me, man, at all. And if a person believes the rumor, then I'm cool with that as well. Because my motto in terms of is I don't defend anything about who I am at all. Whatever they say is true. Whatever they say is true, and you believe whatever you want to believe. You know what I'm saying? Now, if you want to know the person and what I can bring to the table and how we can align, then that's on you. You know what I'm saying? And I actually relish people like that that have their own minds that make decisions for themselves as well. You know, so.
We got Snoop Smash Burgers on here saying, True King. So you got some people agreeing with you. Everybody change your wave. You definitely got some support in here. People feeling what you're saying. That's what's up.
Yeah, man, you don't waste your time trying to defend who you are, man. You know who you are in God. You know what you was put here to do, man. So it's always going to be, that's the other thing too. People pray for motion and people pray for elevation, but they don't prepare themselves for what comes with it. And that's the real issue. This stuff shouldn't bother you. You'll watch on social media, you'll see artists that we don't even know, Jay-Z, Beyonce, and you'll look in the comments, you'll see a whole bunch of supporters, and you'll see a whole bunch of negative comments. They're an Illuminati, and whatever the case may be. You got to understand that stuff comes with motion. If we ain't ready and have to have tough skin with the platforms we're trying to create, then we ain't built for the life we're trying to create. You know what I'm saying? Like, that stuff just comes with the territory. So I don't give it no time. I don't give it any energy, to be honest with you. And I don't address it.
And that's a word right there, having that tough skin, because that's easier said than done.
Yeah, turn off them comments. Don't read this. Man, they're going to talk about it. First of all, I heard about you guys the very first year, so I didn't know y'all were doing big things. But I heard all positive things. But me, the commonality, I know for sure by year 2, 3, 4, 5, you're going to start to get the other side of the yin and the yang. You know what I'm saying? So Right. Just prepare yourself mentally and prepare your mindset to go into the next chapter. It's not a cliche when they say new levels, new devils. You know what I'm saying? That really comes with that, because people are always going to ask themselves, why you? They had the idea first, but yours is coming to fruition. So why you? Why you qualify to be on the pedestal that they feel that they're deserving to be on? You get what I'm saying? It's so many dudes that could open up a restaurant in Soho, the only black business on the whole street. Why the Polk County boy? You get what I'm saying? Why that person? There's so many other people that can win a President's Lifetime Achievement Award, but why you? So I expect the conversation, the small talk, and they're only speaking from their intellect. So why would I get mad because they're traveling on a lower frequency? You think I'm going to match their frequency? Or I'm going to keep vibrating where I'm trying to go? You know what I'm saying? In line with the individuals that's already on that frequency. Me and the lower frequency don't have nothing in common. So until you step the game up, you just going to forever be mad at me. Because I ain't dimming no light right here.
He is not addressing them small minds.
At all. And you can take it however you want, because in the words of the great poet, Brother Aubrey Graham, being humble doesn't work as well as being aware. And I know who I am and whose I am. So Drake was on point when he said that line straight up. I don't believe in humility, because humility is me looking at myself in a lower importance. I believe in being noble. I believe in standing on principle. I believe in being righteous and walking into my birthright and what I'm supposed to do. And then that's going to automatically open up the doors to align with who God has for me. Anything else is uncivilized.
And this conversation got me excited for Boss Fest. I'm just going to say that. Man, he talking that talk right now. Wait till he get on that Boss Fest stage.
Listen, man, I'm about to tweak my question so I can pull more out of my man. Golly.
He giving us game off a basic topic. Like, ooh, Boss Fest is going to be serious.
It's all spiritual, man. It's all spiritual, man. We just got to know who we are, man, at the end of the day, and just continue to improve. And realize the more I know nothing at all. So my goal is to steady strive to know something more every single day, and you know, and continue to sharpen and align with people that know areas that I don't know, you know, and that's what we need to do.
I love that. So look, as we get ready to kind of wind this thing down, I want you to tell people how they can follow you and basically how they can, you know, make the reservation for the restaurant, follow the restaurant, all that good stuff.
All right, well, if you want to follow me through social media, my main page that I use for this type of stuff is Instagram. My Instagram is I am Taj Mahal. So that's IAMTAJMAHAL. That's if you're trying to connect through social media. I do own a couple of businesses. The main public one would be Avenue Blue. We're located on 122 South Howard Avenue in Tampa, Florida. It used to be called an old Rose Bar, where we specialize in cognac cornbread and crab fried rice and all that good stuff. Shout out to my homie Stacy of Rehabilitation of Heart. You can find me at our school, Roth Technical Institute, as well, where we pretty much work with ex-convicts and going to the prisons and everything. And we pretty much get them into trades so that they can come back out and have a normal life. Homeless drives, community stuff, man. If you're in the streets, that's really where you can find me. If you want to connect with me on a business level, offer me some sort of a philanthropic initiative to get in the streets with you to help change somebody's life first. That's the only way I actually bridge the gap to this other stuff, is because I really want to get in the streets. But that's pretty much the gist of it, man. Shout out to my boy Chris King as well. He is the embodiment of collaborations. He and I won the top 10 people to know in Tampa in 2022. And that was my first speaking engagement. And he literally looked at me. He was like, "We don't have to work." And he's kept every ounce of his word ever since then. He's made a mental note of the things I do in the community as well. And he actually nominated me for the Presidential Lifetime Achievement Award. So that's a collaboration that I actually value highly. And Chris will tell you, I pulled up to his events when he goes to the school to speak to the kids and not ask him to speak. I've literally carried his briefcase and his bags because it's just showing him love. He went into the school by himself in Pinellas County. We're in Job Corps and he's by himself. He didn't have a support system. Bro, I'll show up and I'll show love. You know what I'm saying? So it's just kind of showing that unadulterated agape love that everybody talks about. But if we want to recreate Black Wall Street, if we want to become autonomous as a community, you're going to have to show love to your brother, and not the kind of love that you want to get something in return, just something that you want to see them rise to the next level.
Wow.
Man, that's gang. Man, thank you. I know we can't say it enough, man, but thank you. Thank you for jumping on the podcast, man. Also, thank you for being a part of this year's Boss Fest. I since I've interacted with you and I've been able to have these type of conversations with you, I just feel like I'm putting myself in places where I'm be able to interact with more people that's at my level and above my level. And for a long time, I think that might be what part of my disconnect is. I've always used to feel like I was the smartest person in the room. So if I was always the smartest person in the room, I could never grow. And I put a ceiling on my growth. And now that I've started entering into new rooms and stuff, it's like, okay, there's more room to grow, but dang, growth looks scary. But having these interactions, these conversations, that mindset, it's what I need, man. So I'm going to tell you, thank you, brother. Thank you for the conversations. Thank you for the words. Thank you for being a part of Boss Fest. Thank you for any and everything that you have done for me, Edwina. And you know, we always know you need us for something, anything we can do. We always want to be a part. Keep sending me the links to the events. No, if they close the whole county
next Friday, I believe. But I'll say this before I leave too. In the short time I've known you guys, please don't sleep on the fact that you guys complement each other very well. So I think part of the formula that y'all are missing is you should be going in every room together. You know what I'm saying? She's a vocal person. Use that gift, even if it's just as the introduction to bringing to you. You know what I'm saying? Like, use it to your advantage, even in the business world outside of the restaurant. When I go to the meetings or in the contract world, I go in there with my lady. Because the way I look at it is this: you're going to leave here wanting to know one of us. Maybe my personality is not the one for you, because I may be more, it's a certain aura I have. Maybe her laid back, just even though she's the more personality, she's the more personable person than I am. But the way I look at it is one of us is going to bridge that gap with each other. So recognize what qualities each one of you guys have. She may be the starter, you may be the finisher. And kind of develop that formula together with each other and execute. Y'all got this, man. Y'all got this for sure.
Man, that's what's up, man. Thank you again for joining us on the Boss Fest podcast. Taj told y'all how to follow him, how to find him. Man, if you ain't been to Avenue Blue and checked out that cone, you had cornbread, you sleeping on it. I swear to God, That is some good food, the good vibes, the prices is right, the energy in the space is just lovely. Listen, Avenue Blue, Tampa, you need to be there. Thank you again for joining us on the Boss Fest podcast. Until the next time we link up, my boy. Hey, blessings and love. We out. Peace.
I appreciate y'all, man. I appreciate y'all for having me.
Yes, thank you, sir.